Hello, my name is Aiden Cope. I am 16 years old. Today is April 3rd, 2023, and I am speaking with Harry McClintock, and he is my great grandfather. We are in Brownsburg, Indiana.
Yes, Brownsburg, Indiana.
Then what is your name and how old are
Oh,
you?
my name is Harry McClintock. I'm the great grandpa, and I am 91 years old, and today is April the 3rd.
Okay, so how old were you at the time of the start of the Vietnam War?
I believe the Vietnam War started in 54, and I was born in 32, so that would be 54.
It's like 70.
22.
Ooh, so you were nice
20,
and young.
yeah, 22 in 1954. Yeah.
So, what were you doing back then? Working? If so, where?
I had just gotten out of the Navy, 2 years in the Navy, and I went back to work at Stokely Van Camp. I had started there in 1950 for a year or so, and then the Korean War started, and I went into the Navy for 2 years.
Thank you for your service. What was that like being in the Navy?
Well, at age 19 or 20, when I went in, it was quite an experience to. They put me on the biggest aircraft carrier in the fleet, and I went over to the Mediterranean. So I toured Europe quite a bit. We went to a lot of the ports, even to, well, to France and Greece and just all of them. It was a great experience, and I learned a lot and grew up a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that was amazing. Europe's really beautiful. What do you think was your favorite place to port at? What country?
It was in Scotland. And we anchored out, and we took our little boat in, and I took a tour of Loch Lomond, and that was real interesting. I know we went into one of the pubs, and there was just everybody was just sitting around in one room singing, and it was beautiful country. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. So you said you were part of the Korean War, so you didn't actually serve in Vietnam. What was it like back at home during the Vietnam War?
Well, all I re can remember is that it wasn't a popular war, and I know most people didn't like it that we were there so long and we lost so many lives. And in fact, I had a nephew that was in the Marines and fought, and he got 2 medals for being injured, and I know his mother really struggled watching him and waiting for him to come home, and he was glad that he came home alive.
Yeah, I bet. So, what was it like serving the Korean War? I know Vietnam was brutal and difficult. Was the Korean War similar or different?
No, it was different. It's still. It was the battle between South and North Korea. And in fact, when I came out of 13 weeks boot camp training, they asked me where I wanted to go. And I said I wanted to be on a destroyer out of the Pacific because that's where my nephew was. And instead, they put me on the largest ship of the fleet out of the East Coast. So don't, if they ever ask you, don't. Tell them what you really want.
Tell them the opposite of what you want.
Right.
So, did the war have any impact really on you? I know it had an impact on your nephew and
Yeah.
all them. So, how did it affect you?
No, well, the Korean War, I think it ended in 73, I think. And at that time, I was in charge of purchasing for Stokely Van Camp, a canning company. And so I was busy, but I do remember 73. That was the end, about the end of the war. but there was shortages and price hikes and a lot of inflation, I think, at that time. But as far as the war affecting me, I had gone through from the start of, about the start of that war. I went to college at night and got my degree, and then I got married and had two kids real quick, and and so it was a good time, but the Vietnam War did not affect me personally.
Okay. Yeah. So there were also a lot of other major events besides Vietnam. I know that's one of the big ones, but we recently watched the moon landing in class, like Apollo 13 and some of the missions after that. What was the moon landing like for you? Did you watch it? Did you get to experience it?
Yes. Yeah, I did. It was all amazing. And of course, everything is amazing to me now, going from being born in 1932 to 2023. I've seen so many changes. It's unbelievable.
I bet. I mean, the moon landing was one of our major achievements, and I know there were a lot of other things we could have worked on, and it's just amazing to watch, especially technology. Like, I know you probably couldn't have imagined smartphones back in the day. Yeah. Having a mini computer. That's crazy. So one other big thing that also happened was the civil rights movement. What were your views on it? What was your experiences like with that? Did you get to participate in anything?
No, but I had lived through a lot of things. I know, just like in high school, we did visit Christmas Attucks, which was African American high school. They were totally African American at that time, and I was in the High Y group. And in fact, I was leading that group as a sophomore. And we went and visited their school, and that was at that time, you know, that was a big deal to mix with the races. So, but and we didn't have anybody. I don't think anybody in my class. It was all white in high school, but then I went on to Butler at night and. Which started interacting with some African Americans, yeah. And in fact, it worked out fine.
Yeah. So I know there were also a lot of major problems. And do you remember the JFK assassination much? Because I know that was a big prevalent issue.
Well, I don't remember too many. It was a big deal, but and it was very sad. But I know it was quite a thing for our country.
Yeah, I bet. So with the Korean War, so you served on the biggest destroyer, right?
Biggest aircraft carrier.
Aircraft carrier. Okay. Yeah. So what was that like? What were some experiences you had?
Well, we had an intramural basketball league, and we had a lot of games whenever we were anchored somewhere.
Yeah.
So it was, but it was the, when you fell on a steel deck. So it was easy to get injured.
Yeah.
But another time where they bring the planes up below the deck, and they bring them up on an elevator. Then one day, I think it was out of Jacksonville, Florida, we were out about 5 miles, and they said, now we're going to have a swim call. So anybody that wants to go swimming can go swimming. So we jumped off of that deck, and it seemed like it was forever. It must have been, could have been 30 feet. I don't know what it was, but I know... But we weren't there, we weren't in the water for over 5 minutes, and they said it was coming up, and you had to climb up a net to get up back up. And we got up there, it said, well, the reason we had to end it so quick was there's a school of shark and barracuda in the area. So that was another excitement.
I bet that was, it was probably fun looking back, but terrifying being in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was we had had to practice, then they would pull a, I was on a 3-inch gun, and I was sitting there, and my job was to, whenever the officer behind me tapped me on the shoulder, then I would fire. But it was, there was a clone up there that the plane was dragging that, and our job was to try to shoot that. And but there was radar, and you turned the radar on, and it was supposed to lock in the target, but it didn't work. It didn't work. So, and once I started firing, the smoke came over the screen, and I could not see what I was shooting at. And so that was just one of the fun activities we had.
So what did you do on the largest aircraft carrier? Like, what was your job? What was your everyday life like?
Well, the first 4 months when I came in, they checked me into ship's company, which, and they asked me, because of my grades, I had good grades in math and things, so they put me in the gunnery department. Well, at that point, the only time I'd ever shot a gun was in training, and but my job was to work on radar and do things like that. But mainly what I did was chip all the paint off and put paint back on it. And then once you do that, you start all over again.
Yeah.
Well, that lasted 4 months, and then they called me down to the ship's office and said, "You're not supposed to be there. You're supposed to be with the Admiral's unit." And they said, "Okay." They said, "Well, pack your sea bags and get ready to go off tomorrow." And I said, "Well, where are they?" "Well, they're on Virginia Beach. They've been on Virginia Beach for this group of 20 guys with the Admiral staff."
Yeah.
So I said, "Well, okay." But then I got ready to go the next morning, and they said, "Oh, forget that. Forget that, because stay here, because they're coming back aboard ship." So I lost my opportunity to be at Virginia Beach. So then I got in that group, and then I was in the office for the next year and a half, typing accident orders. Anytime the plane would have an accident, and the officers would have to write it up, and we would do the typing of that, and typing anytime we had plans for battle, practice battle, then we would type up those orders too.